Galatians chapter number 3. Galatians chapter number 3. I'm going to read one verse for the sake of time this morning. The Bible said, Christ, verse 13 of Galatians 3, hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now I'm going to ask a question. How many of you were here Wednesday night? Several of you were here Wednesday night. So what I want to preach on, and this is going to help you all that were here Wednesday night, is the hope of a tree. I was going to the hospital yesterday, and I had listened to Brother Brian preach on the internet, I think Thursday or Friday one, I think it was Thursday that I listened to the message, and he preached on the hope of a tree out of the book of Job. And I was going to the hospital, I had no idea what I'd be preaching this morning, and God brought this tree to my mind, a tree that was planted on Calvary. Amen. We're going to look at the hope of that tree this morning, the hope of Calvary's tree. Would you pray with us? Father, thank you this morning for your people. Thank you for your presence. Lord, every song has been right on target, right on time. God, I pray today, Lord, you'd clothe this preacher in his calling. God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God would say to us today. Lord, we sure do love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, you can be seated. God bless you. Amen. I want to talk about this tree for a little while today. We're coming upon Easter and celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But before we can celebrate the resurrection and truly appreciate the resurrection, we need to appreciate Calvary. Amen. And what took place on a hill, as the choir sang, called Calvary. Jesus, I love these words, my Lord, suffered for me. We'll have revival when Calvary gets personal. When instead of just thinking along the lines of generalization that Jesus died for the sin of the world, he died for my sin. Amen. I don't know about your sin, but my sin was plenty. Amen. And I thank God that he was willing to do that for me. There's something going on in the book of Galatians. There's a pull, if you will, trying to pull the people of God back under the law. And Paul is explaining to the church at Galatia that, beloved, there's a difference between law and grace. There's a difference between law and faith. And God is wanting them to understand that their hope is not in the law, but their hope is in the Lord. Their hope is in this tree at Calvary. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. The Bible tells us, beloved, that he hath made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. And I thank God this morning that I understand that. I'll give you three things simply in the message today. The hope of redemption is in this tree. There's no hope of redemption outside of Calvary and Calvary's cross. The hope of redemption is in this tree. To redeem simply means this, to deliver by paying a price. Beloved, I want you to know their deliverance is past tense in my life, it's present tense in my life, and it's future tense in my life. Let me explain. Jesus died on the old rugged cross. And when I put my faith and my trust in him, he delivered, past tense, he delivered me from the penalty of sin. I can come to church happy. I can lay my head on my pillow happy. I can live my life happy and full of joy that someone took my place and paid the price for my sin, and that I will never have to pay the penalty of sin because Jesus went to Calvary and paid the penalty for me. And then, beloved, that past tense, he took care of the penalty. And in the present tense, he's taking care of the power of sin in my life. Beloved, listen to me. Every one of us are made up of really two people. There's an old man and a new man. The new man, beloved, cannot sin. That's that inner man. Amen. But that old man's still good at it. Somebody say amen. And the Word of God teaches us, beloved, that He delivers us from the power of sin through the sanctification process that's going on in our life. And that same blood, beloved, that delivered me from the penalty of sin is what's necessary to deliver me from the power of sin. The Bible said if we walk in the light as He is in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. But it's going to get better. And really, I didn't plan on saying all this morning, but it really paints the whole message in a nutshell. But thank God there's a deliverance that's waiting for me. He's going to deliver me from the very presence of sin. Where I'm going, beloved, there's no sin. There's no devil. There's no flesh. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, what a glorious day that'll be when all of our hearts and minds will be focused on the Lamb of God that took away our sin. Amen. The hope of redemption is in this tree. The Word of God said, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. I tell you, if that old hope would have got it done, we wouldn't have needed a better hope. The law made nothing perfect, but God said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a better hope. I tell you what I'd like to tell you this morning, honey. It's not just a better hope. It's the best hope you'll ever find in this world. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, by which we draw nigh unto God. You say, Pastor, why is that important? You can't get close to God without Calvary. I'm telling you, our sin separates us from Him that's holy. But thank God He can sprinkle that blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, beloved, on the mercy seat in heaven. And a sinner can come and be redeemed by the grace of God because the price has been paid for sin. Thank God this morning, beloved. The Bible said it at the time you were without Christ. How many remembers when you were without Christ? Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. How many remembers, beloved, when you were unsaved and you had no hope? You were aliens, beloved, from the commonwealth of Israel. But you know what God did? He brought a better hope. He bought and paid for it at Calvary. In His own precious blood. The Bible said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Amen. My hope, beloved, I love the church, but my hope is not in the church. I love the God's people, but my hope is not in the saints of God. Amen. I love the Bible, beloved. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not claim the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. The hope of redemption is in this tree. The Word of God said, beloved, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. Aren't you glad this morning, beloved? Listen, God, because of Calvary, can have mercy on a sinner. I remember the story, beloved, of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee prayed with himself. And beloved, when you're full of self-righteousness, that's all you pray with is yourself. Your prayers don't get out of the room. He said, I thank you, God, that I'm not as other men are. I fast twice in the week. I pay tithes of all that I possess, or even as this publican. But over there's an old publican, Brother Chris, that smote a
upon his breast. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm telling you, the word of God said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Why? Because there's hope in this tree that was planted on Calvary, amen, where the Lord Jesus gave his life for you and for me. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. But let me give you this. Not only is the hope of redemption in this tree, you'll never be redeemed. Let me paint a little picture right here. Hosea knew about this. He had a wife named Gomer. And she messed up, amen. She played the harlot, so to speak, amen. She went out there. And you know what, beloved, he was willing to do? He was willing to buy her back. You know, there was a day, beloved, when you and I were on the auction block, amen. And I tell you, I thank God that Jesus come along and said, I'll take him. Amen. I'll take him. I'll pay the price for his sin. Listen, he didn't just redeem me, but he brought me out of the slave market. Amen. Never to be for sale again. Amen. Thank the Lord for that redemption. But then the hope of the redeemed is in this tree. You see, a lot of people get saved and then they forget about Calvary. That's a bad mistake. I said that's a bad mistake. You say, Pastor, why do you say that? Well, how many believes the Apostle Paul was a great apostle, a great man of God? But you know what he said? God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't enough just to be saved on the Damascus Road, beloved. He needed that cross every day of his life. He said over there, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The hope, beloved, of redemption is in Calvary. And the hope of the redeemed, beloved, is in Calvary. It's still right there, beloved, at Calvary. Amen. Listen to what the Bible said. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? He said, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Let me give you something this morning, beloved child of God. When you get down, I call it lower than a snake's belly. I'll tell you why you're down there. Just crawl up to the foot of that old rugged cross. I don't care what kind of situation you're in. I don't care how bad the news is at the doctor's office. Hallelujah, there's good news in Calvary. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, I don't know how I'm going to leave this world or when I'm going to leave this world, but because of Calvary, I know where I'm going when I leave this world. The hope, beloved, of the redeemed is in this tree. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. I've never seen a day like we're living in. Amen. You can get mad at me if you want to, but beloved, they made a God out of climate change. Are you listening to me? You want to find out how much they believe in their God? Look at them burning electric vehicles all over America. Amen. I'm telling you, they ain't got enough sense to blow their nose. And if they're standing here, I'd tell them the same thing. Amen. I'm just telling you, we're living in an evil day. Amen. I do thank God they're locking some of them up. I believe they ought to lock every one of them up if they can catch. Amen. And beloved, you can't, listen, destroy somebody else's property and somebody else's business and go free. We're living in a day of evil. But thank God you and I have Calvary. We can come to Calvary that we can find hope even in this day of evil that we live in. Oh, beloved friend, the Bible said which hope we have. I just come out of Illinois. I'm telling you, it's one tornado threat after another tornado threat. And I don't know how, brother, but we prayed. And you know what happened? We had meeting that night. And tornadoes, here they come. And they went like this, north and south. You say, Brother Rick, what about them people was in the tornado's path? I feel sorry for them. Amen. I really do. Some of them lost their homes, lost their businesses. And I'm telling you, beloved, there's something I just want to say right here. And that is this, beloved. We have an anchor in the middle of the storm. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, I talked to the man that owned the park. And I told my wife, I said, honey, this thing's built on a hill here. I said, there's got to be some kind of a basement area underneath of it. I went around back and they had a door that was probably about 3 foot square, had it padlocked. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I can get in there. She said, how? I said, I'll take a hitch off my truck. I got to church that night and I talked to the fellow that overseen the park. I said, now you can unlock it, brother, with a key if you will, or I'll unlock it with a hitch off my truck. But if that tornado comes through here, I will unlock it. Amen. I'm like a little boy that night in church. I'm ready to go, but thank God I ain't no hurry. Say amen. I wanted to get back to you all. Amen. So you all could aggravate me a little while longer. Amen. I could aggravate you a little while longer. The Bible said here, by two immutable things, it's impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that's set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. And give that bad weather that night, my wife looked out the window and said, look over there, honey. There's a great old big boat on the Ohio River, and it wasn't moving. I mean, the wind was blowing and the rain was blowing, but that boat wasn't moving. Brother John, it wasn't moving because they dropped an anchor right there. I'm glad, thank God, I don't care how bad it gets. I dropped an anchor in Calvary one day in my life. And there's a hope, beloved, in the cross that you'll not find anywhere else. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The hope of the redeemed is in this tree. Lamentations 3:18. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Listen, I'm preaching from my heart this morning. But my wife will tell you, after Wednesday night, I was discouraged. I said, honey, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Brother John, I said, tired. The attendance was low because of tornado threat. And I just said, I just don't know if I can do this anymore. And I got discouraged. And I'm telling you, I just didn't want to get up. Amen. But you look what the writer here in the book of Lamentations said. He said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remember in mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. He said, this I recall to mind. Therefore have I hope. It's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I'm just going to hope in him. Amen. I'm telling you, you can get discouraged. You can get distraught. You can even get defeated. I wrote in one of the devotions last week, beloved, we might lose a battle every now and then, but we serve a God that's already won the war. Hallelujah. We're on the winning side. Amen. Because of Calvary. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto me. Let me say something to you. If you say that you've been saved and you're ashamed of Jesus, there's a problem. The Bible said, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Amen. I believe with all of my heart it's time for God's people to stand up. It's time for God's people to look up. It's time for God's people to speak up. Amen. And be a witness for the Lord, because the hope that he gives us at Calvary makes us not ashamed. You say, what's it got to do with the redeemed? Remember where the Bible said, hey, he that will come after me, Jesus said, let him deny himself and take up what? Take up what? His cross and follow me. I tell you what we want, beloved. We're living in a generation. Everybody wants to wear the crown and nobody wants to bear the cross. I'm telling you, beloved, you say, Pastor, if I was to be a good Christian down where I work or down where I go to school, they'd make fun of me. I'm telling you, you go to Calvary and see what he did and you won't care if they make fun of you. you'll go ahead and live for God. Amen. Peter said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and with fear. Amen. Beloved, we ought to be ready because of Calvary to give an answer why we believe what we believe. Amen. We ought to be ready. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not only is this tree the hope of redemption found in this tree, the hope of the redeemed is found in this tree, but I want you to listen to this. The hope of the resurrection is found in this tree. You say, Pastor, you really believe that? Well, you say, Pastor, what's Calvary got to do with the resurrection? Let me explain it like this. How many remembers when Jesus said, no man takes my life from me? How many remembers when he said, I have the power to lay it down? What else did he say? I have the power to take it up again. What I'm trying to tell you is, beloved, what God said concerning Calvary happened just like he said. And what God said concerning the resurrection is going to happen just like he said. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Titus for just a minute. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I thought this was pretty good, Brother Chris. I was sitting in the office a while ago when God reminded me of this verse. Look at the next verse. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Honey, you can't separate that empty tomb from the cross of Calvary. I'm telling you, the same God that promised redemption at Calvary promised a resurrection for the children of God. Amen. Beloved, he keeps his promises. The Bible said, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. The Bible said when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I'm a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope of the resurrection of the dead. I'm called in question. If you've not heard this, I like it. I remember hearing it years ago. One way you can remember what the Sadducees believe is they don't believe in the resurrection. And that's very sad, you see. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, you might not believe in it, but you're going to get up one day. You're either going to get up in the resurrection of the just, or you're going to get up in the resurrection of the unjust. You're going to stand before God just as sure as I'm standing in this pulpit. And beloved, it's going to be you and him, one-on-one. But thank God for the child of God. Because of Calvary, we have that hope of the resurrection. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. I don't enjoy doing funerals. I wish there was somewhere or another you could pastor without doing funerals. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. The saddest thing that you'll ever do is preach a funeral where that individual left absolutely no testimony of knowing the Lord. Amen. No testimony, beloved, that they were prepared to leave this world. I'm telling you, all you can do in a situation like that is try to preach the gospel to them that are living. I'm telling you, beloved, God wants us to leave a good forwarding address. He wants our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors. Amen. He wants us to let them know where we're going when we leave this world because of the hope of the resurrection. The Bible said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. I love this scripture. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth him not, knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And the word of God said, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. It goes right back to old Calvary, to that tree, beloved, where Jesus gave his life for you and me. Therefore, my heart is glad. My glory rejoiceth. One day I'll lay this old body down. But the Bible said, my flesh also shall rest in hope. Amen. In the resurrection. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That word lively right there just means living. Amen. This is not a dead hope. This is a living hope. Amen. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I looked up the word hope in the Greek. It comes from a word that it's pronounced elpis. And it means to anticipate. Usually with pleasure. You know, we're trying to line it up now. Later on this month, Sawyer's going to have a baseball game. And they're having a meeting down in Mount Airy. And I'm going to try to make part of that meeting. But, you know, when it comes time, Brother Gary, I'll be anticipating leaving. Because I'm going to get to see my buddy. I'm going to get to see him play baseball. Amen. I'm going to get to see a lot of friends that I ain't seen in a long time with the Rock of Ages in that meeting there at Truvine. And I'm going to tell you something right now. God's people ought to be looking forward to the rapture. We ought to be anticipating the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you what, they put John out there on an island. They said, you know what, we're going to punish you. Boy, they punished him, didn't they? They put him out there, and he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me the voice. Glory to God. He got to see Jesus. He got to see the church ages. He got to see the 420 elders around the throne of God worshiping. He got to see the great tribulation that's coming upon the earth. He got to see the marriage of the Lamb. He got to see the great white throne. He got to see a new heaven coming down from God as a bride adorned for her husband. You get over at the end, you know what he said? Even so come. Whoa, glory to God. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Why? Because John, he had been to that place called Calvary. John heard Jesus say, son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. John, they're getting ready to have the Lord's Supper. John laid his head.
Oh my goodness.
Amen. He can hear his heartbeat. Amen. Oh, John, he was so humble. He wouldn't even say that disciple that loved Jesus. He'd say that disciple that Jesus loved. He'd say that other disciple. He wouldn't even call his own name because he knew there wasn't one name, but one name that was worthy. And that's the name of Jesus. He had met him at Calvary. Confidence, faith, hope. Let me give you this morning. I'm done. I thought this was a good place to close. The Bible said in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. You see, when you just keep putting off Calvary, you don't understand why people are raising their hand in the choir while people are raising their hand. You don't understand why we're blessing his name and thanking his name. You don't understand why somebody sits on the front bench in the choir is singing on a hill called Calvary. Amen. Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me. Oh, you don't understand. But if you ever get to Calvary, you'll understand, beloved. You'll understand. The Bible said, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery
among the Gentiles. Watch this now. You say, preacher, do you have any hope? The Bible said, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Brother Michael, I'm a going.
Amen.
God lives in me.
Amen.
I'm a going. Not because of who I is, but because of who He is.
Amen.
And He lives in me.
Amen.
Getting ready, Brother Dale, to sing some of them Easter songs, no doubt. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me. Along the narrow way. He lives. He lives. He's living this morning. Salvation to impart. You ask me, Brother Mike, how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. The hope of a tree. The hope of Calvary's tree. The songwriter said it like this. I don't know, Brother Jason, if we'll get to preach in heaven or not. But if I do, I know we're going to do a lot of praising. But if I get to preach somewhere in that first message, I'm going to break out in song. And we won't need four guards guarding the back door. Amen. One man said, I had a request. I'm going to sing anyway. Songwriter said this, Brother Junior, I know he's very familiar with it. My hope is built on nothing less. Brother Junior, you're one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. But you'll not be in heaven because of who Junior is. You'll be in heaven because of who Jesus is. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not claim the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Use Brother Chris's Bible here just a minute. Young preacher said to an old preacher, I call Brother Chris a young preacher. I call me an old preacher. Young preacher said to an old preacher, he said, I got a lot riding on that book. The old preacher said, that's a good place to let it ride.
Amen.
God cannot lie, youngins. You come to Calvary, there'll be mercy waiting on you.
Amen.
There'll be pardon. There'll be forgiveness. You bypass Calvary, you'll be in trouble when you leave this world.
Amen.
Father, I thank You this morning for the privilege to be here with my people. Thank You, God, for the hope of Calvary's tree, the hope of redemption, hope for the redeemed, the hope of the resurrection. Lord, Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? Lord, I know the promises of God. You said all the promises of God are yea. They're true, Lord. I pray You'd help us today, Lord, to put our confidence, our faith, our trust, our hope in Thee. Not in the things of this world. Lord, we'll go through some storms. I'm glad we have an anchor. Lord, that boat sat there all night and never moved because it was anchored. Lord, we're anchored in the rock of ages. Help us, Lord, in the invitation. Those that don't know You, Lord, may they move today. Trust Jesus today. Those that do know you, Lord, may they never get far away from the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. Lord, I remember when the burden of my heart rolled away. Help us today, we pray. In Jesus' name. Let's stand together.